We've heard the ship owners' perspective. We have now a new panel, and we will talk about the wider cluster, ship management services, and even wider than that, from the services, the suppliers. We have two young, dynamic executives to tell us, to give us their account of what Cyprus has to offer. We have on my left Andreas Hadjipetrou, Managing Director of Columbia Ship Management, and we have also Despina Panayotou Theodosiou, Joint Managing Director of Tototheo Group. And allow me also to say that Despina is also the chairwoman of the Dynamic Association established recently in Cyprus, WISTA International, and not only, she's also the secretary
of the International,
Association. So welcome on this panel. Andreas, let me turn over to you first. And you represent Columbia Ship Management, a company that has set foot in Cyprus almost 30 years ago. It has grown to become one of the biggest ship management companies in the world, and not only. Can you please give us your experience and your account, the significant milestones during this period that set Columbia to establish foot and stay for so long in Cyprus?
Thank you, Costa. I mean, after Mr. Hadjioannou said that Cyprus ticks all the boxes, what is there really for me to say? So I think historically what one should know is that the government and the private sector have always really been working together to come today to an environment which is so attractive for pretty much all shipping companies to operate out of the island. But in the recent history, what happened is that in the 1970s, quite a number of German individuals came to Cyprus and they opened crewing offices, really, to manage, to do crew management. And that's when it all started in the beginning. And the basis for that, to be honest, it was just they were enjoying the offshore status, paying a very low taxation of 4.5%, and this helped the market grow in Cyprus doing crew management. Then in the 1980s, we had the start of technical operations, maybe that was even a bit earlier, and the growth of the local market, but as well as the Cyprus registry. Then through the years, with the government support as well, additional companies came to the island, so the entire cluster expanded. And then we had a number of ship suppliers, a number of a good expertise on accounting firms and so on. And in 2004, we joined the European Union, and we have a reform of the taxation. And at the same time, in 2003-2004, there was a threat for Cyprus because of the German tonnage tax system which was implemented at the time. However, despite the fact that there was an incentive from the German government to attract the German interests, the Cyprus-based cluster remained strong, and we didn't really lose the numbers of ships we were expecting to lose. And that was actually a proof that the foreign people who came to Cyprus, they came to Cyprus really to stay. Then in 2010, we had the European Union have been approving our tonnage tax system, which is valid today, and it's covering owning, chartering, and management services, and this is really the basis for operating out of the island. And then in 2013, we had a crisis, and a number of people and companies lost money because of the haircut of the earnings. And what happened at the time, there was again a big threat that companies will leave the island. And Actually, a couple of companies did take steps to move out of Cyprus. But
they came back, Andreas.
And they came back. And what happened really, we had a jump and we had additional measures by the government to attract foreign investors and ship owners and so on. And on this basis, with the government support, the cluster was expanded even further. So what we can say is that the way of reaching a status of Mr. Poli sitting here and saying Cyprus ticks all the boxes is not really something which happened spontaneously. This is something that happened historically through the times, and I think this is very important for anybody who likes to come to Cyprus. They should know that Cyprus is an attractive center, not only the last 2-3 years, but it's been attractive for the last 30, 40 years, and the target of all the players really is to grow the market and make sure that we are historically and as well in the future very competitive.
Andreas, it is true to say that initially these German companies were attracted by the low taxation and the very beneficial double tax treaty. But is taxation the only reason that these companies have now rooted in Cyprus? What about the resources that are available to them? What about the infrastructure in general? Can you give us very brief your account of this?
I tried not to repeat what Minister said earlier and so on, but I mean the shipping community today in Cyprus consists of about 200 shipping companies or shipping-related companies. We have 20% of the third-party managed ships operated out of Cyprus. About 4,500 people working in the shipping companies, and 55,000 seafarers sailing on board ships that are managed out of Cyprus. So these numbers show that there is expertise on the island, there is commitment. Yes, the tax is important, but overall it's the entire cluster which is supporting this environment.
Time is running out very quickly, so let me turn over to Despina. Despina, you are representing the wider spectrum of the cluster, the service industry to the ship managers and the ship owners. Can you please tell us what is available in Cyprus in terms of services to the ship owners and the ship managers?
Of course. The Cyprus shipping activity consists of an extended range of services supported by excellent infrastructure, administrative bodies, and a wide range of other supportive services. Cyprus managed to attract many shipping entrepreneurs and to develop the country into a fully developed maritime center, a maritime center that is competitive and modern and actually competing on a global scale. Clusters are of importance in terms of knowledge sharing and innovation cooperation, and the Cyprus Maritime Cluster is a result of never-ending and organized, this is very important, organized efforts by the government and the private sector to increase our competitiveness and growth. We have a range of services offered in and out of Cyprus, and apart from the ship management services, we have suppliers, communication, IT, insurance brokers, consultants, surveyors, banking services. We have a whole wide range of services.
Accountants?
Accountants, of course, and legal services. Lately, ship financing. And as the minister mentioned before, very recently, the regulatory authorities have approved the operating license of the first marine insurance company to be based in Cyprus. The name was mentioned before. It's the American Hellenic Hull Insurance Company. And actually discussing with executives from the mother company, which is regulated in New York, they told me how impressed they were with the knowledge of the regulators and their willingness to work with them to obtain the license. It is very important to send the message that owners and managers that are interested to invest or move to Cyprus will have all the services and support they need locally. But we should also emphasize that many of the shipping-related companies that operate in Cyprus have the technical knowledge, the capacity, and the capabilities to operate on a global level and on major scale, therefore ensuring that their customers are supported 24/7. Cyprus offers, of course, the environment for companies to grow. It was mentioned before. It's a strategic location, the infrastructure, the human talent, which is very important. There is a transparent and uncomplicated legal framework and the attractive tax regime, of course. But that's not only for the shipping companies, but for all companies, like shipping-related companies like ours. All these advantages compared with the resident shipping industry community have allowed the maritime cluster to grow and shipping-related services to be on an advanced level. I'm speaking from experience because our group of companies was established in Cyprus and is still headquartered in Cyprus, but we are growing in many different locations around the world. And we have developed and grown into one major satellite maritime communications company globally. And it was Cyprus that offered us the perfect setting for us to grow our business and allowed us to create the resources and the capacity to compete equally on the international level.
Very good. Thank you very much, Despina. Andreas, we've only got a couple of minutes. Can you please let me know what has been the involvement and whether you are happy with the involvement of the public sector in the promotion of the industry in the wider region? And not only, we are here in the US. Are you happy with the promotion that takes place?
Well, the nickname of our minister is Super Mario because he's been around everywhere really promoting, and he's been really active supporting the shipping communities. What we do indeed is we work very closely together. Even now there is a study which covers the competitiveness of the Cyprus flag, and which has been carried out by a reputable auditing firm, not Deloitte, unfortunately. And through this study, we are working together very closely to make sure that we improve what is already innovative and state of the art to become even better. Because, you know, we aim for continuous improvement, and this goes along the board.
Okay. Despina, you have the last word of this panel now. What is it that's missing? What service is it that is missing? Is there something that we need to work on?
I wouldn't say that something is missing. We should never think like that. On the contrary, we should think what we can do to enhance and improve. It's very important to say, I'm not sure if it was mentioned before by the minister, but shipping contributes around 7% to our GDP, so it's one of the pillars of our economy. And yes, of course, there are difficulties as well. We have to mention the global crisis in our industry that is still ongoing, and of course the Turkish ban to our Cyprus flagged vessels. However, the prospects for the further development of Cyprus shipping are there. If someone looks at the opportunities for attracting even more high quality shipping companies from, for example, neighboring countries, whether these are for reasons of political instability or other economic and tax reasons, we are in a position to offer a very competitive operational framework in Cyprus. As for measures, again, the minister before mentioned the position of the deputy minister or the undersecretary for shipping. This is a clear message of support from the government to our sector. We have been very fortunate because our minister and the ministry with the Department of Merchant Shipping have made it a priority for them to promote and support our industry. And creating this position is just the government showing the support to do something extra, to support us even more. So we believe that the deputy ministry will give us the flexibility and allow us to create growth strategies to be implemented that correspond to the needs and the international character of our industry.
Despina, thank you very much. I think half of the room has already left, went for lunch. I see in your faces that you are eagerly awaiting to join them. I'm sorry, Richard, no time for any questions. On the next session, perhaps you have the opportunity. Thank you very much for listening to us.